Good morning, Rabboisai.
Yeah. Morning.
Good morning. Just something Dover Beitoi, besides being the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yod site, but something else which is a Dover Beitoi for today, which is Gimel Tammuz. In Yehoshua, Perek Tes and Perek Yud, we have the story of Yehoshua with the Givoinim.
Yeah.
There was a city called Givoin. They were scared of the Bnei Yisrael. They dressed up and pretended to be travelers who'd come from a faraway country. They had worn out clothes and their wineskins were dried out and their bread was moldy, etc. And they said, "We've come from a faraway country and we want to make a pact with you, Yehoshua, that we should be, you know, we should be able to live together in peace, because we've heard all the wonderful things that happened to Bnei Yisrael, and now that you've come into Eretz Yisrael, we want to..." So we've travelled from this far distant country, and really they were Givonim, they were locals. And they tricked Yehoshua into agreeing a pact, but Yehoshua, it's a fantastic story, and I haven't got time to deal with it all. But Yehoshua agreed with them and signed a pact, but he didn't make a shvuah. They then went and tricked the elders of Bnei Yisrael into actually making a shvuah, which said that they would be protected and they wouldn't be killed. The other kings in Canaan heard about this, and they were furious, because first of all, these people had done a deal behind their backs, and secondly, they were worried that maybe other kings would also try and make a deal with Yehoshua. So five kings of the Amorim gathered to attack Givoin and to destroy Givoin because they had done a deal with Yehoshua. Yehoshua consulted with the Ribbono Shloim and he decided, with the permission from the Ribbono Shloim, that he should defend the Givoinim. And Yehoshua travelled to Givoin in order to defend the Givoinim against the five kings of the Amorim. And the battle took place. In fact, they didn't even wait for a battle to be set up. They attacked them immediately, and they routed them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also sent down huge hailstones, Avnei El Gobish, etc. And they were scattered, and they were chasing them all over the place. Problem was, it was Erev Shabbos, it was nearly Shabbos. And the Bnei Yisrael were still chasing the Amorim in order to think, well, and also they'd captured the five kings who were locked in a cave, and they put boulders in front of the cave in order to, until Yehoshua would arrive and decide what to do with them. So this is the famous case where Yehoshua davened to the Ribbono Shel Shemesh beGivoin Doim, that the Shemesh should not set. It was Erev Shabbos, and he wanted to finish the battle and to finish the Amorim and to kill the kings before it was Shabbos. So therefore, Ness happened. There's a machlokes four shittas in the Gemara, exactly how long it took, for how long the sun stood still. But Shemesh beGivoin Doim, the sun stood still in Givoin for anything up to 60 hours, depending on which shitta of the four shittas in Chazal that you have. And that Ness took place on Gimel Tammuz. So today is the day that we commemorate the big Nes that happened in Givoin at the time on behalf of Yehoshua against the Amorim.
Start today, the Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Gimel Tammuz, 29th of June. Rabbi David Konik, Shlita, Mitzvahs, Peru, Uruvu. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Frankel, Lichvot Simchamasun of Binyamin Frankel, Neriyo, and Fegi Khan, Shatichye. Chassid takes place on Wednesday in Mitz Hashem. He rotzen shivin abayis demo b'Yisrael Hashem b'Yisrael 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 b'Yisrael.
Okay, so the mitzvah puravu. There's a famous minchas chinuch. We know that the chinuch says the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded the Klal Yisrael and the world to be mekayim puravu is so that the world should be inhabited. There should be people. There weren't people, im ein am, ein melech. So there has to be people in order to fulfill the mitzvahs. So that's why he commanded the mitzvah puravu. What I'd like to speak about today is how do we fulfill this mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch actually he brings a shittas rishonim, the shittas of the Rashba, who says that even if a person has a relationship with someone who is totally osa, with an ashes ish, and has a child who in effect is a mamza, he still fulfills pru uruvu. That's the Rashba, a Rishon, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the obvious question, that we know there's a klal, there's a rule of mitzvah habo ba'aveiro. Mitzvah habo ba'aveiro means if a person does a mitzvah, and at the same time he's doing the mitzvah, he does an aveiro. So according to a lot of Rishonim, you don't fulfill it d'oraisa, and definitely not d'rabbonon. So how on earth, if you have a child who's a mamzer, how is it possible that you can fulfill the mitzvah of pur ravu by having a child of mamzer? You are over on a mitzvah bo ba'avera. Mitzvah ba'avera, you're not yet to the mitzvah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. And he answers with a very well-known yesod, and this is a very big chiddush into what the Minchas Chinuch says of how a person is mekayim pur ravu, and we'll see in a minute. But he starts off saying like this, in the onset. He says, mitzvah bo ba'avera is only when the mitzvah and the aveira are done at the same time. For example, what does that mean? For example, if a person steals an esrog, and he fulfills the mitzvah, he's shaking the mitzvah, the lulav of an esrog, he's not yet to the mitzvah. Why? In actual fact, that would be a bit difficult because the mitzvah is shaking the lulav. The stealing was done when he stole. The answer is that no. When you steal something, every minute you have it in your possession, you're over. And therefore you are doing an aveira at the same time as you're doing a mitzvah. Whilst you shake the lulav with a stolen lulav or esrog, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. That's mitzvah bo ba'avera. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, quoting a Rishon, however, if, for example, a person would steal a matzah, not steal a matzah, if a person would, there was no Erev or whatever, and one takes a matzah on Shabbos outside Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, or the other way around, and then he would fulfill the mitzvah of eating the matzah, there's no mitzvah bo ba'avera. Why? Because the mitzvah is done when he eats the matzah. The aveira is beforehand. Therefore, they're not at the same time. If they're not at the same time, there's no problem of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Says the Minchas Chinuch an amazing thing. He says, the mitzvah of pru ravu is not bichlal, the action of having a relationship. That's not the mitzvah. Not the maisa bia, as we call it. It's having a ben ubas. Having a child, if you have a child, a ben and a bas, according to Beis Hillel, according to Machlokes in the Gemara, but if you have a ben and bas, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's having the children. The actual fact of having a relationship is a hechsher mitzvah. Nothing got to do with the mitzvah. That's just in preparation to do the mitzvah, because without it, you can't do the mitzvah. But that's not the mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is when a person has a ben and bas. It might be chiyuv, that's not the mitzvah. We'll come to it in a minute, 1 second. Now, what is, if that's the case, says the Minchas Chinuch, therefore, the mitzvah and the aveira are not at the same time. Because when you have a mamzer, so the relationship was the aveira, that's for sure. Not the, when the child is born. The aveira is when you have the relationship. That's when the aveira was. The mitzvah is when the child is born, we just said. Therefore, not at the same time, there's no problem with mitzvah bo ba'avera. That's what he says. Now, he actually brings a raya to this. We're going to see this. We're going to ask a big question, 2 questions on this. One the Minchas Chinuch himself asks, and another one which I have shver. The Minchas Chinuch brings a raya from a Gemara in Yevamos, a famous Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person was a non-Jew, a goy, and he has children, he has a ben and bas, and then he was nisgayer, he became a Jew. Zot says the Gemara, kiyam pruravu, he fulfills Pru Urvu. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. It's Machlokes in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Kiyem Pru Urvu. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what do you mean? We all know that when a person does a mitzvah at the time when he's potter, for example, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah brings down, if a person has a matzah, when unfortunately if he was a shoiter, which is potter min ha-mitzvahs, and he ate matzah, and then he became normal, the time when he had matzah he was potter, so he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, ask the Rishtoria Eventzor on this Gemara, how can the Gemara say that when you did an action at the time when you did the action you were a goy? You had children, you were a goy. Only later on you became Niskaya. But when you did the relation, when you did the Maisa Beer, you were a goy. So how on earth can you be, how can you fulfill the mitzvah? Says the Minchas Chinuch. But according to him, it's answered. Why? The mitzvah was not the relationship, was not the ma'isabiyah. The mitzvah was having a ben or bas. If you have a ben and bas, so now this person became a Jew, and he has a ben and bas, there's no problem. The fact that he had the relationship when he was a goy is irrelevant, because that's only a heksha mitzvah. So in other words, the Minchas Chinuch says a chiddush, and we'll soon see why it's a chiddush. He's saying that having the pru revu, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of pru revu? Not with the action of having the, not with action, sorry, of the actual of having relationship, the beer, but only having a ben and bas. Now when I looked at this Minchas Chinuch, I found it very difficult. I'll tell you why. Because normally every mitzvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzava you, commands you to do something. To do an action, to shake lulav, eat matzvah, put on tefillin, keep Shabbos. But what is the Ribbono Shel Olam telling you when he tells you to have a ben and bas? It's not up to you, bichlal. Remember, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the ma'aseh be'ah is not the mitzvah. The action of having a relationship is not the mitzvah at all. It's only
having it.
So how, that is not, what are you, you're not doing anything. It's not up to you, Bichlal. You don't even know if you're going to have a ben and bas. There's no mitzvah. Which mitzvah do you know? I mean, I can't think. I mean, there is one maybe, but according to the Ma'arach Uzarua, Mila will come maybe a different time, we'll speak about it. But a mitzvah means that the Ribbono Shel Olam mitzvah for you to do something. But here, there's nothing for you to do. So I saw this question from someone called Rabbi Tal Zolti, who used to be the Rav of Yerushalayim. And that's why I saw this question. He asked this question. Now, but on the other side of the coin, the Minchas Chinuch has a beautiful raya from the Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos says, Mefurish, that if a person has a ben and bas, he had a relationship when he was a goy, and then he was niskaya, he fulfills the mitzvah. Well, if the mitzvah was the relationship, then that's he's not. He didn't do a mitzvah bichlal. So there's another kasha which the Minchas Chinuch asks on himself from a Tosis in Boa Basra. The Gemara and Chagiga. The Gemara discusses there if a person is a chatzi ben chorin and a chatzi evet, half half. So the Gemara says, how can he fulfill a mitzvah of Puruvu? He can't marry a Shifcha because he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin. He can't marry a Ben Chorin because he's a Chatzi Evet. So what's going to be? Fectosis, what's the big deal? There's a Yesod in Shas, Asei Doicha Lois Asei. If you have an Asei, a mitzvah say can push aside a lois aseh. So over here, you've got a lois aseh of lo yekodesh, that you can't marry a shivcha, but mitzvah sheni, you've got a mitzvah say of sheves, of puruvu. So you can push aside the lois aseh. That's what Tosfos asks. Answers Tosfos, now what would it be, let me ask you a question, what would be, according to the Minchas Chinuch, there's a posh that tells this question. Why? Because the assay, We know there's another Yisoid, which is all, that's why the Minchas Chinuch is such a beautiful sefer, because, I mean, not for me to say, but he brings down all different Yisoidus, which are very important to know. There's another Yisoid. Asei Doicha Lois Asei is only, again, if it's the same time. If it's Be'idna, as they say, if it's not Be'idna, not the same time, then it's no good. So if you'd be the Minchas Chinuch, you could answer the very, very simple question. The Lois Asei is for sure having the relationship. The Asei is much later on, only when you have the Ben Abbas, not at the same time. You're okay. But Tosis doesn't answer like that. Tosis answers it's not the same time, but he doesn't say that. Tosis says, you know what means not the same time? Because the Asei is the Gemar Habir, and the Aveira is the Tchilas Bir. In other words, he splits the action of having a relationship into two, a beginning and an end. So he says, the Aveira is the beginning, and the Mitzvah is the end. Frank the Minchas Chinuch, according to him, that's not what Tosfos should have said. According to him, Tosfos should have said simple, that the reason why, what? It's not the same time, it's because the Mitzvah is having the Ben Abbas, which is much later on. So these two questions on the Minchas Chinuch. So I think, that there's a total different pshat in the Gemara Yevamos, which would seem to be a proof for the Minchas Chinuch, but maybe we could say a different pshat, and as a backup, I have got a riff which is mashma like that. And I'll explain that this. What are we saying? The Minchas Chinuch says it's simply having the Ben and Bas is the mitzvah, and the beer is just the Hechsher mitzvah. I would like to mechadish not like that. That really, the mitzvah is, and the Rabbi Chanan also says like that, the mitzvah is the ma'aser bir. Having, doing the action of a relationship, that's the mitzvah.
If you can't have a child without having a relationship, then the mitzvah must be the relationship.
Well, no, not necessarily. That could be, it's called the hechsher mitzvah.
Having a child is not up to you.
Yeah, that's it I asked. I don't know if that's it. That was my question, yes.
Yes, all you have got.
Correct, yes, you're right. But the Minchas Chinuch doesn't say that. He says before, you look inside, he says he says himself it's only a Hechsher mitzvah, and that's not the mitzvah at all. That's the chiddush, that's why I asked. How can it be possible to have a mitzvah which is not dependent on you, and you can't do anything?
It's more than a Hechsher mitzvah, it's the only way.
Yeah, I understand.
It's even more than he says. The premise is that the child is actually created, not the child.
Where does it say it has to be born? Yeah. Okay, so I think we could say maybe differently, and that's what I want to say. What is the mitzvah, that we said? The actual fact of having the relationship. But what was, as they say in Hebrew, what was the matara? What is the purpose of the mitzvah? The purpose of the mitzvah is obviously to have children. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam was mitzavayu to have a relationship through the Ma'aser Bir. But what was the purpose of the mitzvah? As we said at the very beginning of the Shia, that the world should be full of people. So the purpose of the mitzvah of the Ben Abbas. I think, therefore, the problem which the Minchas Chinuch has a beautiful rife is from the Gemara Yevamos, which was that if you have a child when you're a non-Jew, and then you're niskayer, Yukim Puruvu. I would like to say, and I know that it's difficult, it might find it difficult, but it's a Mefor Sharif. I'll show you in a minute. The Gemara doesn't mean that you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. The mitzvah of Puruvu, you weren't Mekayim. Because, like the Torah Evan asks, if you do a mitzvah when you're potter, and later on you become an obligated, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you have to do it again. So too over here. When you had those children when you were not Jewish, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, puruvu. But the Gemara doesn't mean that you're mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara means that you have the ben and bas, you're not obligated to do the mitzvah. Because the purpose of the mitzvah has been done, even though you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, as we said, the purpose of the mitzvah is to have a ben and bas. If you have a ben and bas, even though you didn't have them through being mekayim the mitzvah, but since it's a share in the mitzvah, since you have the ben and bas, the purpose of the mitzvah you've done, therefore now you're not obligated to go and do the mitzvah. And if you look in the Rif, one second, let me just finish one second. If you look in the Rif, when he discusses this, there's two cases in the Gemara Yevamos. The first case in the Gemara Yevamos is, like we said, when you have a good, when your person's non-Jew, and then he became Jewish, he had children, you are Mekayim. The next case is a different case. And in that case, the Rif says, you Mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. Here he misses out a word mitzvah. He doesn't say the word mitzvah. He just says puruvu, yikim. So I would like to therefore say, because of the difficult question in this Gemara Yevamos, that in essence, you don't fulfill the mitzvah, because the Maisa Bia is the mitzvah, and you did that when you were non-Jew, and you weren't Mechuyev, and therefore you're potter. But you don't have to do the mitzvah, because you have the Ben and Bas. That is the Nekud over here. So, we've so far said two different explanations. We brought the Minchas Chinuch, which I think is a big Chiddush, that he says that the mitzvah is having a Ben and Bas, and the Maisa Bia is only a Hechsher mitzvah, and he proves it from the Gemara Yevamos. But I would like to say no. And Rabbi Chonon also says like this, and Tosis says like this, that the Maisa Bia, that is Avada, that's the mitzvah, right? But what does the Gemara Yevamos mean? That the purpose of the mitzvah you've done. And therefore, although you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Peruvu, but the purpose of it you've done.
Is the mitzvah not to have Jewish children? Not to have children?
Yeah, that's something else. That's the Gemara, the Tosfos and Yevamos discusses of Ger, Kotshanola, Donny. That's a different problem. But no, the children were also Niskaya.
Ah.
As well, Avada. That's, not just him.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, okay, so that's the mitzvah Peruvu. Okay, just to say a little about on the parasha, this week's parasha Chukas, there's something very interesting. The Torah says, it calls it Zois Chukas HaTorah. And the Urechaim and others ask, why is it called Zois Chukas HaTorah? It should be called Zois Chukas HaTuma, HaTara, but why Zois Chukas HaTorah? That the Torah, the whole Torah, says the Urechaim, something beautiful. He says, when you fulfill a mitzvah without understanding, we know that Parah Aduma is a chayk. We don't understand. No one understands why this mitzvah was fulfilled. What this mitzvah is, Bichlal. But he says, but if you feel, how are you supposed to fulfill a mitzvah? Now you might think, a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah, we can understand the mitzvah of stokah, or lo saseh, not to steal. All these things we understand. It's in our seichel, we can understand. But in truth, says the Rechaim, that the best way to perform a mitzvah is when you're doing it, when you don't understand why you're doing it, but the reason why you're doing it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it. He says that when a Parah Aduma, why is it called Zos Chukas HaTorah? Is because when a person, if you fulfill a mitzvah, even without understanding why you're fulfilling it and why you're doing it, but just because you are an eved of Hashem, then that is the best way, and it's kielu you. That's how you should fulfill every mitzvah, and that's why it's called Zos Chukas HaTorah, because it's the way forward how to fulfill all the mitzvahs. Kielu you fulfilled the whole Torah. That's what the Rechaim says, and Rechaim Shmulevitz, the Chetanik Rocha, expounds on this. And he says that, you know, he brings down a few things. He says like this. He says, the Torah tells us that Yisroi, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked to marry Tzipporah, the Torah says that he was masking on one condition. One condition he was masking. What was the condition? That the first child should be given the opportunity to serve Ovdei Avodah Zorah. The first child which was born, you have to give him the opportunity to serve Avodah Zorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. And the Mefarshim asked, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asked as well, and everyone asks, Yisroel, we know, came to the Hakara, came to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch. He saw, or he had all the Avodah Zarah. He had everything. But he came to HaKadosh Baruch, he came to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch was the ultimate, the way forward, the way how it should be. So why on earth did he want...
It was later.
No, even now, no. What do you mean?
He came to
HaKadosh. I understand, but why did he want the first son to be born then? We serve Avodah Zarah. So Chaim Shmuel says like this. He says a beautiful pshat. He says that he thought, and he made a mistake, but this way his cheshbon was. He thought if a child was brought up in the house of Moshe Rabbeinu, then he's going to be mochrach to serve Hashem. House of Moshe Rabbeinu. Child that's brought up in the house of Moshe Rabbeinu, unfortunately it doesn't always happen today, but that's what was there now called upon him. Then Avada, he would be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and there would be no question. He thought that's not the best way. The best way is when a person finds Hashem through him, through his own reasoning. And therefore he said that the first son should give him all the, show him all the Avodah Zarah, and let him come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his own recognition, rather than just being forced because he just sees that's how much Rabbeinu behaves. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Evans, but that was the mistake of Yisrael. Why? Because in actual fact, as we just said, it's the exact opposite. A person is supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Chazal say, don't say that you don't like Chazal and therefore you're not eating it. Adrabba, maybe you like a good shtick chazer, who knows? Maybe it tastes very good, I'm sure it does. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands you not to eat it. And that's why you're not eating it. Says the Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz, that's the pshat over here. The Yisrael made that mistake. The best way to serve Hashem is Adrabba. When a person doesn't understand, he doesn't understand why. He doesn't understand why he's doing the mitzvahs. He doesn't understand today, in today's generation, if you say this, maybe they'll think it's crazy. But that's the fact. It's not because of your own reasoning. It's because you are an Eved of Hashem. That's what you are. And he says, you see this, and this is what's so difficult. He says, because when a person is forced to do something, he doesn't want to do it. He brings the famous Shimi ben Gera. David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech, Shimi ben Gera was Moirid b'Malkus. He rebelled against Hashem. And the Gemara said that David HaMelech said to Shlomo HaMelech, you'll know what to do, and he'll die through you. What did Shlomo HaMelech do? What was the chokhmah? Shlomo HaMelech told him, Shimi ben Gera, I'm giving you, you go and live in Yerushalayim, you can buy the biggest mansion, you can live in the best neighborhood, but you got to stay there. You can't step out of Yerushalayim. And the moment you step out of Yerushalayim, you're going to be put to death. Now, some people would say, some of Yerushalayim are eaten today, they've never set foot out of Yerushalayim. And who wouldn't over here want to live in a beautiful place like Yerushalayim? And stay in Yerushalayim, big deal. Stay in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh. Why was that such a... Why did you... Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz, because when a person has to do something, it could be the most beautiful place and it could have the most beautiful mansion in Yerushalayim, but it becomes a prison. Because when a person is mukhra, when a person is forced to do something, that is the hardest thing. And therefore a person won't do it. And it, ultimately the cycle of a person is to do the exact opposite. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz, the same is true. That's why we find that Lot as well, only asked he had to find a way that he would become intoxicated in order to have a relationship with his daughters, even though really he was a goy, was allowed to, but he put himself on the Issa, but he knew he would, but he had to find a way how to do it. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Evitz, that is how a person is supposed to serve Hashem. It's not, in other words, it's very difficult, because when a person is forced, the ultimate, the way of a psycho, a person is not to do it. But in actual fact, that is the best way to serve Hashem. The best way to be an Eved of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to do it without necessarily understanding and without having all the reasons, without And this is really how the best way to serve Hashem, even though it's very difficult, especially in today's generation. Of course, when everyone wants to know why they're doing and everyone has to know the reason and etc., etc. But ultimately, that's not the best way. The best way is if we understand that you are an eved of Hashem, and you are created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why you're here, then in the end of the day, that's the way forward. Okay.
I need to go fast.